Hi, it's Herb Alpert.
Well, my goodness. Well, hello, Herb Alpert. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good.
I'm sorry, we didn't expect you to actually call us first.
Oh, really? You think I have an entourage in front of me?
We do. We've heard that about you, Mr. Alpert.
No, well, No. On the contrary.
It is our pleasure to speak with the iconic trumpeter, composer, artist, philanthropist. I mean, how many more ists can we add to this list?
Well, overall nice guy.
There you go.
Oh, I love it.
There you go. Herb Alpert, it is definitely an honor for us to speak to you, and we know that you're coming our way.
Oh, yeah. I'm leaving tomorrow.
On a jet plane?
On a jet plane, absolutely. Well, it would take a long time on the propeller plane.
Yes, it would. So you're going to be here with your wife, Parker Playhouse, Thursday night. And
right.
Are you excited? Now, are you always on tour with your wife?
Oh, yeah, sure. She's a world-class singer. She was the lead singer with Brazil 66.
Yes, I do remember hearing that.
Oh, my gosh.
We met in 1966.
And people know you, besides being, you know, the iconic artist that you are with the trumpet, but you're an old-school A&R guy. Like, you have made some careers in your past.
Yeah, I'm older than dirt. Yeah, no, I started getting the ahas from Sam Cooke in 1957. My partner at the time was Lou Adler, and we were working for Keen Records as staff writers, and I learned a heck of a lot from Sam Cooke, who didn't know he was a teacher, but he sure taught me a lot about what to look for.
And you have a new album. It's actually a holiday album, The Christmas Wish. Tell us about it. It features a 45-piece orchestra. I mean, you spared no expense for this.
Well, it's orchestra and choir, and when I did a Tijuana Brass Christmas album in the 60s, and I always thought, wouldn't that be nice to try to do one with symphony orchestra and choir? And that was always on my bucket list. So I did that 2 years ago. And actually, you know, when you do a Christmas album, you do it in midsummer because you have to, you know, prepare advance to be released.
Is it hard
Christmas
to get into the spirit in July?
Well, it's a little different, especially in L.A. when you're having a heat wave.
Right. Oh, listen.
Or here.
In
yes.
South Florida, we so do understand that.
Well, the album is really good. I had a great time making it. It was orchestrated by Chris Walden. We produced it together. And he's an extraordinary, gifted musician.
Well, you are going to be at the Parker Playhouse this coming Thursday, December 6th at 8 p.m.
And then you'll be in West Palm the next day. Then you're going to be in Clearwater. Then you're going to be in Naples. It sounds to me like you want to keep it warm this holiday season.
Well, you know, I love to play. It's one of the reasons I'm doing it. I obviously don't have to travel around and do concerts, but I feel like I've been so fortunate. I've been blessed with all the amount of albums and CDs that I've sold, and a certain amount of people love to hear the music, and it's a win-win for me because I love to play, and I love to see so many people, you know, leave a theater much happier than when they arrive. So that's a great feeling for me.
Well, one song that will always be in demand, I'm sure you have to perform this, and even though it's a Christmas show, please tell me you're going to do Rise. Please tell me.
I do Rise in the medley. Oh. I do a TJB retrospective, and Rise is in there. Lonnie does a Brazil 66 medley as well. But surrounding that is, you know, tunes that I love to play, and it changes every night because it's a very spontaneous session that we have.
Okay, and of course, Making Love in the Rain. I know that one with you and Janet and Diamond. So hopefully we can get a little bit of all that. And I just realized you were born, you and I share the same birthday.
Oh.
Are you kidding? March 31st?
That's right. So I know how special you are.
Oh, man.
I hope you're not as special as she is.
Hey.
It is a pleasure to speak with you, Herb Alpert, and I think everyone is so. What a beautiful trip for you to come down here to South Florida and give everybody a great treat this holiday season.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, and it's a treat for me, and I hope it's going to be a treat for everyone who's going to come to the concerts, because we've been doing this for the last 12 years with the same group, and it's been standing ovation every night, and it's a great feeling. I love to do it.
All right, and I am looking. There are very few seats still available, so if you want to go and if you want to see truly an iconic artist, You have to go see Herb Alpert. He is going to be in concert this Thursday, December 6th at the Parker Playhouse. Definitely get your tickets right now.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm actually looking at it, and there aren't many left. So,
well, there you go. Well, it's been a pleasure to speak with you, and we know it's going to be a great show. So, thank you so much for calling us,
and thank you for being
you. Happy New Year, happy Hanukkah, happy whatever happiness you can find.
That's right.
Happy.
Yeah.
Thank you
so much.
Take care. Bye bye.